Masechet Kelim Perekut Het Mishnah Vav. We'll talk about if one or both of the sideboards break off a Tameh bed. Mishnah says, Mitasha Haita Tameh Midras, a bed that was Tum'at Midras. The following halachot apply to it. Nishbera aruka venitkena. If the sideboard broke and the owner repaired it by replacing it with a new sideboard. Teme'a midras. It remained tameh with tumat midras. The status does not change when the sideboard broke, since the rest of the bed remained intact. Nishbera shenya betikena teora min hamidras. If the second sideboard then broke and the owner repaired the bed by replacing it with a new sideboard, the bed is tahor, it's no longer an av hatum'ah. Even though the bed never lost its ability to function as a bed, we say over here, the entire bed loses its tum'at midras when the second sideboard breaks. It's because the parts that remain of the original bed cannot function as a bed on their own. The bed had two sideboards break. They both were replaced. And therefore, it wouldn't be a bed without these two new sideboards. So therefore, those two sideboards never acquired the tum'at midras. And since they wouldn't be considered a utensil without the sideboards, the bed is viewed as entirely new, and therefore it's tehora going forward. Aval teme'a maga midras. But the bed is tameh as a utensil that came into contact with tum'at midras and is therefore erishon. The bed remained tameh with tum'at midras as long as the second sideboard was still functioning. So the first replacement became erishon when it was connected to the tameh bed. When the second sideboard broke and the bed was no longer tameh with tum'at midras, the rest of the bed became erishon since it was attached to the new board. So we basically have a transference going on. The bed was tameh with tumat midras. When they replaced the sideboard, that sideboard touched it. So the sideboard becomes a rishon. Now, when the second sideboard breaks and the whole bed becomes tahor from tumat midras because it's not a utensil anymore, just that sideboard is a rishon. And the new bed, quote-unquote, that touches the rishon becomes a rishon with it as well since it was attached to the new board. The owner did not have enough time to repair the first sideboard before the second sideboard broke. The bed is completely tahor. The moment the second sideboard broke, the bed becomes unable to function as a bed and became tahor. So the new board did not come into contact with tum'ah, so it was never tameh. What that means is if you have two broken sideboards and the bed was broken as well, so the bed is therefore not a bed anymore, so there's no tum'ah. And then you fix both sideboards together, they're both pure because there was no transference from the tum'at midras to the new sideboard like in the last case, which became a rishon. Here, they both never got fixed and then they were both broken. So now, no keli, and you fix both of them, it's like a new, entirely new bed.